Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, good. Tom, when you look at the Texans' defense and their secondary, what jumps out at you about them, and what do you think of their DBs and the way they've been playing?
Well, they've been playing, you know, as well as any, you know, secondary that we've faced all season. So they got, you know, their cover guys have done such a great job for that defense, and there's a reason why they're ranked number one. You know, they don't give up any easy yards in the pass game. They don't give up any big plays. They're really well coached, which is very easy to see. I think they've just really, you know, come on over the course of, you know, the whole season. And, you know, I've just been very impressed with what I've seen.
Tom, when you watch tape of Jadeveon Clowney, what kind of thoughts do you have?
Well, he's just he's an incredible player. I mean, he's obviously had so much promise, you know, since he came into the league, and he's really showing everybody why he was picked one overall. I mean, he does so many things well. He's obviously got all the size, but the speed and the quickness and how hard he's playing. You know, he's chasing guys down from behind and making plays, and those plays last week were huge in the wild card game. You know, the interception, the tip balls, you know, it kind of does everything for him. So he's really come on. And, you know, like I said, they've got a good scheme. They got a great scheme. They're well coached. And then with players like Jadeveon, you know, Brian Cushing, I have a lot of respect for all their guys in the secondary, you know, Vince and what he does. Whitney Merciless is a, you know, great player. We played against him a bunch. Antonio Smith comes in some passing situations and does a great job kind of getting after the quarterback. So it's a big test for our offense. It's, you know, they don't have any weaknesses on defense. So, you know, we're just going to have to play good sound football and try to take advantage of our opportunities if we get them.
What about when you look over center and you see big Vince Wilfork sitting there?
Well, I've looked over center for many years and seen him. So he's just, you know, in a different jersey, but he's, you know, he's still just a force. I mean, both in the run game and the pass game, he still gets pressure in the pocket. You know, you can't, you know, Vince is just, you know, he's been one of the best players in the league since he got into the league, and he's just been he's been a great addition for that team. So I hate playing against him. I'd much rather have him be on our team. But, you know, that's not the way it works out or worked out last year. But, you know, it's still great to see him playing and playing well.
Tom, I know Texans have been trying to replace J.J. Watt all year long. But what have you thought about the pressure that Whitney Merciless and Jadeveon Clowney have brought? Do you think that's it's kind of like filled the void a little bit?
Well, it's phenomenal. And it's, you know, hard to imagine taking away, you know, J.J., who's been Defense Player of the Year three times. You know, and then still being the number one ranked defense in the league. And, you know, they just stepped up to the challenge. So they'd obviously much rather have him in there. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you face these situations and the rest of the guys, you know, really pick up the slack. And I think they all do a good job with what their role is. And, you know, they move guys, you know, guys are at different spots. And I think they do a good job with their front. You know, they move guys around, and, you know, they still find ways to get to the quarterback and force the ball out. Certainly in the wild card game last week, they did a lot of that. And, you know, really made it challenging for that offense. So, you know, we just got to hone in, and, you know, there's a lot of great communication we're going to need. And, you know, we're blocking a very good scheme, but also great players. So it's no easy task for us.
In particular, what have you seen from number 21 from the Texans, A.J. Boye? He's a guy who's had a lot of improvement this year.
Yeah, he's had an incredible year. He's what a great young player and a great future he has. I mean, he's just shut a lot of people out over the course of the season. He seems like he's a feisty young player. He's certainly not afraid to, you know, get in there and you know, play in the run game. But really, his coverage skills are very impressive for someone of his size. He's got all the makings of, you know, what it takes to be a great quarterback in this league. So, and he's surrounded by Kareem and Jonathan, who I played a lot of football against, and I have a lot of respect for those guys. and what they do. You know, Quinton Demps is a hell of a player. He's had a great season. You know, Hal has had a great year at safety. So, you know, they got a great group back there, and I think that, along with their pass rush, is, you know, why, you know, they got great coverage at linebacker with McKinney and Cushing, and, you know, they can get after the quarterback. So, you know, stop the run, play on their terms, get after the quarterback. They've got a lot of good scheme stuff that Romeo does that is, you know, challenging to prepare for. So there's nothing easy about it. There's no plays off, and, you know, they challenge you in every aspect. So we just got to be very sharp. Our execution has to be at its highest level. You know, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be the toughest defense we faced all year. So we're going to have to, you know, see if we can meet that challenge.
Tom, you've touched on Brian Cushing a couple of times. O'Brien has referred to him as the heart and soul of this defense. Could you elaborate about Brian Cushing for a moment?
Yeah, I could see that, you know, because he plays so hard. You know, he's on the field every snap. He's obviously smart. He's got all the instincts. He's got the experience. He's got all the athleticism. You know, he does well in the run game and the pass game. He's a very strong tackler. You know, he's just, when those plays are running through you as the Mike linebacker, you got to, you know, be on top of everything. And it looks like everybody can really count on him all the time. And, you know, he's had a phenomenal season.